Hurricane Ian has been described as one of the worst storms to hit southwest Florida in modern times. Sophie Bywater and her dad Brent were forced to flee their rental home earlier this week in Sarasota, Florida, due to the oncoming hurricane. Sophie and Brent moved down to Florida so she could play for a U16 AAA representative hockey team there this season. Sarasota is located between Tampa Bay and Fort Myers. When these storms kick up, everybody has their sources and opinions on how severe they are going by, said Bywater. We were told you need to get out quick so you aren't stuck on the highway, because then it is just one big traffic jam. Bywater says he was humbled with the amount of support they received from the other Florida hockey parents, who opened up their doors well before the hurricane arrived. They took an offer from the Lauren family in Lakeland, about an hour and a half drive northwest of Sarasota. We had plenty of time. It was a lot different than preparing for a snowstorm in North Bay, said Bywater. We took the guidance from people we got to know here and the people I am working with, primarily the parents of the players on Sophie's team. With it being a state of Florida travel team, the kids are from all over Florida. It was very touching because there were so many families who told us we needed to get out of Sarasota and we were welcome to stay with them as long as it takes, admitted Bywater. It can take a long time, so everyone was so supportive and gracious and genuinely offering for us to stay with them. It might take a week, it might take 2 weeks, so you never know. Bywater says they have been in contact with their landlady in Sarasota, and the good news is their neighborhood missed the worst and they are mainly dealing with flooding issues. He just does not know when they can go back, as that will be determined by when the power is restored. It was obvious that Sarasota was going to get hit, he said. Bywater says despite the fact they were so far inland, the storm still caused significant damage in Lakeland, where they were staying, to avoid the worst. Bywater says he and a neighbor went around and helped cut away fallen trees with chainsaws the day after the storm rolled through. There were some trees knocked down, but the area we stayed in was spared, he said. This area was supposed to be hit much harder. It was nothing like the Fort Myers and Cape Coral area, as they got the full brunt of it. Bywater says when the storm hit, it was nighttime. It was scary. You could feel the wind pounding against the house. The windows were giving a bit, but very little damage, so relatively speaking, we were in a very safe space. Bywater is working remotely doing some consulting while also managing the two family businesses in Calendar, Rug Eru, and Vested Interest. Now it is simply about finding out when the power is restored, but despite the stress of Hurricane Ian, they are very thankful that the damage to their Florida home was not much worse.